Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Talked about a lopsided penalty count, 10-1 in six agains, and then reckons that the Chevy charge down was
he's
offside.
He's on another planet, mate. If he's critical of the six agains and the penalties, he's on another planet.
There's a war of words that has erupted between Ricky Stewart and Des Hasler over the refereeing in their clash on the weekend. Here to help us unpack that and all the sports news is sports editor at The Nightly, Ben McClellan. All right, so who got it right, Ricky or Desi?
Probably neither of them, I would dare say. Wasn't so much a war of words as it was a Ricky Sticky Stewart offensive on Hasler. So the Raiders won an enthralling game against the Titans with a field goal win to steal the victory. The Titans are in a very bad way at the moment. Des Hasler was in his post-match press conference because the losing team generally goes first, was highly critical of the female referee. And then Ricky, when he heard about these comments, as you just heard on that audio, made the, rather insightful jibe that he must be from another planet. And then he went into detail all the things that the referee could have picked up on the Titans, went on talking about wrestling in the ruck. So it's really not a good look. I mean, Ricky Stewart is a renowned whinger when it comes to post-match press conferences. A little rich for him to get stuck into Des. Obviously the Titans are are struggling, and so Des was, understandably frustrated. And as unfortunately is the way too often in NRL, the coaches focus a lot on the refereeing and not so much on their own team. As you rarely hear from a winning team too many criticisms of the referee.
No, absolutely. And talking about criticism, yep. Spud Carroll, new NRL columnist at The Nightly, is fired up about his former club, South Sydney Rabbitohs. We'll be speaking about them a lot lately. Yep. And as predicted, they didn't go well against Cronulla on the weekend.
It was a pretty gutsy loss. So
A moral victory,
you could possibly say. They went down to Cronulla. They put in a spirited second half. They lost numerous players to injury, and basically their bench was decimated. In the NRL, if you lose one or two guys off your bench, let alone three, then you're in a pretty bad way. They were left with just Tom Burgess, who I think just continually came on and off the field because he was the only one on the bench. They had players in all different positions. So Cronulla got the chocolates. Jason Demetriou, there was, some pretty interesting photos of him, essentially screaming in the box. You could see the pressures well and truly got to him. He was sort of upbeat in the post-match press conference. Might be living in a state of denial, talking about how his job wasn't under threat. He hadn't heard anything, even though one of the Rabbitohs bosses, Nick Politis, was saying that before the game, if they lost, then the club would have to look at things. And Spud Carroll, who's a Manly and a South player, has, really got stuck into the players in the Nightly edition tonight, saying that none of them have really stepped up. None of them have really taken the blame. And, it's up to the players to prove they want to keep Jason as the coach by improving their performance, which, of course, they're not at the moment. As he observes, the coach isn't the one missing tackles. The coach isn't the one dropping the ball.
Yeah, it's funny how that always seems to be the case. We'll see how we go. They'll need more than a moral victory, though, I think, for Jason Demetriou to keep his job.